science is interesting, and if you don't agree, you can fuck off.
Let's get into it. Monsanto, this is a very big deal, isn't it? And not just because of the big, big amount of money.
Yeah, indeed. This was the big science story of the week. So hopefully we can spend a bit of time looking at this in a relatively dispassionate point of view. But
dispassionate? That's you're making a judgment call there.
No. Totally the opposite. A non-judgment call. You know, we're trying to sort of look at both sides here.
Oh, right. Okay.
Dispassionate, not
I
passionate.
Thought you meant as in dispassionate as in you were displeased or you were...
Oh, no. We're trying to, you know. So anyway, the background for this, for listeners who don't know, is that this week or was it? No, it was last week.
Yeah.
So a guy by the name of Dwayne Johnson, who was a school groundskeeper, was awarded the sum of 289 million. There we go.
That's a lot of money.
In damages, US dollars as well, so even more in New Zealand dollars. And the reason he was awarded that by a jury after a two-month trial was the fact that exposure to Roundup herbicide supposedly caused him to contract cancer. So the jury awarded him that significant amount of money. And now there are about 4,000 apparently other cases that are waiting to go to trial.
What?
Yeah.
4,000?
Yeah.
Too much.
So is that, has that number come out because of this trial, or was that, were
well,
they
no,
already
that was,
waiting?
That, I think they were already waiting, but now the fact that this has gone the way of the plaintiff, then they are all going to go to trial, or certainly a significant number of them, I would imagine.
So what's... I mean, this is... good, isn't it?
Well, yes and no. This is the tough one. Okay, so brief history. Roundup was discovered sort of early 1970s by a company called Monsanto, which everybody has probably heard of, and it was put on the market in 1974, and it's been sort of the world's number one sort of weed killer for quite some time. So it's extraordinarily effective against particular types of weeds. It's absorbed through the leaves and stuff like that. It interferes with an amino acid synthesis or synthetic process, and so therefore the plants, they need these amino acids, and because they don't get them, they end up dying. And it has been the study of it has been the subject of numerous studies in the literature as to whether it's safe for humans or not. And
post
74. So this then is the question that the jury essentially was asked to decide upon in the trial last week. So, okay, so jurors, 12 people, you know, basically off the street, so to speak. I can pretty much guarantee that none of them were experts in genetics or cancer or anything like that. So,
or if there were, there'd be a few only.
Yeah, indeed. You'd be very lucky to get anybody who knew really anything about the complexities of this, okay? And we talked about this a couple of months ago, I think, about there was a drugs trial in Auckland, and kind of similar sort of thing, where the jury had to sort of weigh in on very, very complicated scientific questions. And they went and did so. And in this case, you know, they've done the same, except this has enormous, enormous ramifications. You know, this is $289 million.
Mm-hmm.
If all of those 4,000 cases then go to trial and they all win, then that's going to bankrupt the company.
Monsanto.
Absolutely. You know,
I think some people would be quite happy about that.
I think some people would be quite happy about that as well. So then the question becomes, really, in a two-month trial, could those jurors have become sufficiently...
Expert,
yeah, in the whole question of cancer, basically, and what causes cancer.
But did they not receive, I mean, surely there would have obviously been testimonies and witnesses
experts
brought in.
Yep, absolutely.
And that evidence provided, which the juror then...
Okay, so, right, I teach first-year chemistry, okay? So I've got 3 months to teach kids first-year chemistry. At the end of 3 months, I'm lucky if half of them pass. I'm lucky if freaking a quarter of them know what a mole is, for God's sake. And that's the, you know, elementary concept in chemistry. You've got to understand that before you can understand chemistry. I would love to be able to, in 2 months of a trial, be able to become an expert in cancer
But this is you're questioning the system then. You're questioning that.
I absolutely am. I absolutely am. I don't think this is the right place for this to be discussed and or decided. And can it even be decided? That's the question. Because as I understand it, there are very, very, very few things that are absolutely proven to cause cancer. Absolutely proven. And that's what we're looking for. This, to me, is not frickin' beyond reasonable doubt, is it? Not when $289 million is at stake. Okay? I really feel for this guy. I mean, it's a horrible thing. He's got cancer, okay? And he's going to die. Was that cancer caused by Roundup? And the answer is, I don't think anybody knows.
But is it not enough to say, yeah, like you say, beyond reasonable doubt, is it not enough to say that this likely, or it was likely to have an influence on that?
Okay, so then if people are going to make that decision as to is this likely, then shit, I'm sorry, but I would want to see 12 professors of, you know, cancer genetics or whatever, people who really know what they're talking about. Mm. And that's the problem here, because in the literature, there's basically papers that back up both sides of this. So Monsanto said there are 800 papers, 800 studies, 800 reviews, studies, etc., that say that there is no link, no causal link between exposure to Roundup and cancer. On the other hand, there are papers that say that there are, okay? And one of those seemed to be quite important in a European agency going in 2015 and saying that Roundup is a probable carcinogen, okay? Not a definite carcinogen, a probable carcinogen. And again, as I understand it, pretty much everything can be a probable carcinogen, okay? There are heaps of things out there. Again, a lot of it's just a matter of dose. Anything that interferes with DNA is going to be a probable carcinogen, because that's, you know, that's how cancer comes about, essentially. And I just really... I mean, this is a really, really tough one. It really is.
I can see you really struggling with the salad.
So, of course, obviously Monsanto are going to appeal. Obviously.
Yeah, okay. Won't they? And then, I mean, this guy may not see that out,
yes,
right?
Yes, indeed. I mean, appeals take, you know, can take time. Years. So
what do you want, like a jury of scientists then? I mean, wouldn't
yes,
they
do.
Be...
Yeah, I think
you think that we need to have an actual part of the justice system which...
What, like
becomes just about that.
I think such things are so specialised that people who don't have training in this can't be expected to make a decision, and they shouldn't be asked to make a decision.
But I thought the whole point of a jury was to be fair and unbiased. Like, you mean to come in
yes.
not knowing all this stuff, but then having scientists, wouldn't they be too biased, maybe, like, influential?
So, yeah, but then how are scientists meant to explain the complexities of these things?
But then wouldn't the case have gone for months, even years,
yes,
like that way?
Yes,
yeah. But then where would you get, like, where are you going to go? I mean,
and
perhaps you're also sort of not allowing these 12 jurors, you know, they're...
Am I not giving them sufficient credit?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, that may be. Again, I don't know what was presented in the trial, and I don't know how it was presented, but I'm pretty bloody sure that it would have to be... not to use the word, but dumbed down a lot for people to understand this, you know.
Mm.
And science is not, unfortunately, all about absolutes necessarily. There's shades of grey, there's, you know, nuances and things like that. And you can't...
I thought science was absolute.
Science is abstract? What?
Science is all about probability on the ultimate level, but we won't go there. We'll save that for another day. But I think you guys can possibly agree that there is a problem here, isn't there?
I can see where you're coming from. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think, I mean, personally, I don't have the expertise to make a judgment on it. I think that one, I'm not trained in law, and two, I am not trained in science.
Okay. So yeah, and likewise myself. I mean, I don't have the expertise.
But this is obviously questions that should be being raised, and mm-hmm. I'm sure they are being raised, right?
Well. I mean, you know, what I was thinking about when I heard about this is this is the country, you know, the USA, that awarded somebody $4 million because they got spilled hot coffee all over them in the McDonald's restaurant.
Okay, so you're...
And which is why now all the McDonald's cup have to say, you know, caution, hot contents.
So your concern is the precedent that this does set.
Oh, yes, yes. And
for the next 4,000 trials.
Oh, hell yeah. And
are you worried about Monsanto going bankrupt?
Well, it's not Monsanto anymore. It's Bayer now. Oh. So they bought Monsanto way back when. And look, okay. You
dodged the question.
No. Hang on. You proved to me that these guys knowingly marketed something that was a carcinogen. And I will be the first to condemn them. Absolutely. I mean, that's utterly appalling.
Shouldn't that have... That would have been the question, right? Whether they knew or not.
That should have been the... No, and apparently the question was not does it cause cancer, but the question that the jury was asked was whether the product was a significant contributor to harm. And, you know...
Okay, so where the sort of complexities around the actual science of it come.
Yep. And okay. Now you ask anybody, you put two words together, chemicals and harm.
What do you define as harm? Yeah.
And you know, people hear the word chemical and think, oh, shit, they're bad. You know, they must cause harm.
Right.
You know, chemicals got that pejorative sense to it, that word, and it's, oh boy.
Yeah, surely it should be the question, well, for Monsanto anyway, Bayer, that they knowingly did this.
Yes.
Isn't that the issue?
Yes, it absolutely is.
And so they found that they did knowingly
sell something that may cause harm. Yes, I think the implication was there. And again, Monsanto didn't help themselves because they had apparently sort of internal emails sort of calling for stuff to be repressed or something or whatever sort of evidence.
It's dodgy, you know,
so yes, it is. That is dodgy.
Yep. But, so you know, chemical harm and dodgy, of course.
But dodginess doesn't make you guilty, you know, and... Oh boy!
All right. I think we could go around in circles, but we're running out of time. So,
listeners, what do you think, listeners? There we go.
Yeah, what do you listeners think?
Yeah. So I think we have to call it a day at that. But it'll be interesting.
Yes,
to see
let's
how
follow
it plays
the next
out.
4,000 cases.
This poor guy is in the middle of it, and he's going to die. And you know, that's about the only fact.
Yeah,
in
I feel
this
like is there
issue.
Even like a win-win situation in the end?
No, there's not. No, of course, there's not. You know, nothing's going to buy his life back, so...
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Sorry, that was a downer.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's life, right? I do want to put Mihi out to that guy, though, and that he did take this case. You know, that's something pretty incredible.
Yep.
Thank you. Spaghetti Mysteries. Let's go to Spaghetti Mysteries.
Right, well, I found this one on the web the other day, and I thought, oh, this sounds interesting. So apparently... If you take a piece of spaghetti, hold it by the ends, uncooked spaghetti, obviously, and you bend it until it breaks, it never breaks into two.
Two apparently. Equal pieces?
No, just two pieces. Okay.
Why?
There's always
it breaks.
You always get three pieces or more. Okay.
Really?
Really? And I thought, oh, this sounds interesting.
Yeah.
And so I went and tried it last night at home, obviously, you know, being a scientist and all that.
Yeah.
I could get it to break into two quite easily.
I'm pretty sure I've seen it break into two.
Well, apparently these folk at MIT, not the Manukau Institute of Technology.
The American one?
The American one, yes. They tend to believe something different. So apparently this has been known for a long time. Now, I don't know. I might have been using cheap spaghetti or something. I don't know. But apparently you just, you know, you bend it like that and at the point of maximum bending, it'll snap. And when it snaps, apparently what happens, according to some French scientists from about 15 odd years ago, is that when it snaps, it sets up this wave that then goes through the bits that it snapped into and it breaks them even more. Okay, so it ends up snapping. I should have bought some spaghetti along.
Yeah, you should have.
I didn't even think.
Maybe
that was a bit
do a
silly.
Video next
have we got
to
any
it?
Spaghetti out there? But that's apparently the story, okay? So, as I said, I went and tried it last night. I reckon about 50% of the time it broke into two, and the rest of it would break into certainly three bits or more. Try this at home, listeners. Let us know how it works. Yeah. And so these people at MIT thought that they would study this. Now, the French people who did this originally, they were working with rods, and they were bending rods, you know, real sort of things. And they found the fact that this this wave, that they'd get this sort of a bending wave that would make the whole thing vibrate and make it break even more. And so what these MIT guys found, that if you actually twist the piece of spaghetti and then bend it...
What?
Then it will break into two.
What?
So you twist the ends, then bend it, and it'll break into two. That's apparently the thing.
Two equal pieces or just two pieces?
No, just two pieces, okay? It doesn't matter whether they're equal or not.
Why does it matter? I just want to know it matters.
I have no idea. Who the hell is funding this stuff?
Why are they investigating this?
Surely there's other things.
There's empirical mathematical and
physical. Find out if Monsanto did cause cancer. Come on, spaghetti.
Find a cure to cancer. I don't know.
Spaghetti.
Should we move on for that one?
Okay.
Why can't we just enjoy spaghetti? Why do we have to analyze it?
Listeners, please, let's do a survey here. Try it and see if you can break it into just two bits and see if twisting it helps. Because, anyway.
How do you twist dry spaghetti?
We have to do this. Well, actually, we've got a whole number of texts in which I might read. Mm, and is it okay if we leave this last story for next week?
We can leave it for next week.
Is that all right?
No, that's fine. Yeah, okay. I'd be interested to hear because what people got to say. Okay, no, cool.
The first one that's come in, actually, someone said, how was breaking spaghetti going to make the world a better place? Was that you, Dara?
Yeah.
Did you
do that? I did not.
Good point, though. And, okay, let's go back to the Monsanto issue. If it was created in the 70s, is there a correlation to the rate of cancer in the world? And if it is okay to take a bath in it. Not sure about the bath thing, but the correlation, that's a valid point. Hi there, you are not being impartial at all, Mr. Science, in quotation marks.
Ooh.
Monsanto have been poisoning the world and everyone in it for decades. You give no credit to intelligent people who have agreed. I suspect you use Roundup. Cheers, Mike.
Hey, Mike. Now, come on. Now, I've got to sort of say a word here. Come on. okay, so what of those 800 studies in the literature that show that there is no... cause or causal effect between the two? Are you just going to write them off just in one fell swoop? And sadly, this is the thing. We hear so many times studies about whether coffee is good or bad for you. Jesus, nobody can make up their mind
still
about
not,
that.
Yeah, still
you
know, not that, sure about
the jury's
that.
Still out on that, for goodness sake.
All right, next one though. Monsanto is the devil, and then so is Bayer, they said.
Bayer used to sell heroin.
Oh.
They had heroin on the market in about 1918, 1919. They used to sell it as a pain reliever or something like that. Does that change your view?
someone else. Didn't some smart person say that if you can't explain something simply, then you don't understand it? Paul. Someone else. Isn't this the point of a jury to begin with? Why is science so esoteric? Do we therefore need psychology-specific juries or forensics? With all due respect, I think the hard-on you have for your field is getting in the way of your judgment. Whoa, sorry.
Whoa.
I didn't see that as I was reading and I went too forward. Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, nobody mentioned Big Pharma. I was waiting for that.
Big Pharma, true. But I think you're bringing up these reasons because this is, your field and you're supposed to make those, ask those questions. But we're going to leave it there because we're very, very short in time. And Ellen, you can come back next week with your argument and quoting those 800 studies. How about that?
Yeah, why not? Yep, that'll be good.
Catch you next week.
Okay, see you guys.
That was Dear Science.